Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Friday night. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I am JR. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Thank you to producer Nick Diodoro and much love to everybody who locked into the first hour of the show. Thank you to Solomon Wilcox, former Cincinnati Bengal, current broadcaster, Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, for joining us to talk about what the hell we can expect from the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tennessee Titans tomorrow afternoon. Thank you, Solomon. Appreciate you. Thank you to the folks who called up as we took a look at some of the players and coaches who need to add to their legacies. And of course, as we go through the next 3 hours, we're going to keep talking some football. We're going to talk about the games, the matchups. I want to hear from you as well, the games that you're interested in. You know, over the past few days, we've talked a lot about the Titans and also, you know, Derrick Henry, by the way, no big surprise, he's going to play. We've also spoken about Ryan Tannehill. We've heard a lot about Aaron Rodgers and the Niners. And so tonight, yes, we'll talk more about them. But I want to get into a team that's just going to the Super Bowl like it's nothing. I want to talk about the $45, $50 million quarterback. I want to talk about someone who is now a $40 million quarterback, and he's trying to get that Super Bowl ring. Right now, this moment, I want to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and those Buffalo Bills. Yeah, we know what the Chiefs have done. Just go to the Super Bowl the past few years. Go to the AFC Championship game. We've seen Patrick Mahomes go out and just say, hey, here I am. You're giving me an opportunity to start. Here's 50 touchdowns. Here's an MVP. Okay, I didn't throw 50 touchdowns this year. Oh, well, thank you. Here's a Super Bowl. We saw him last year do it again. Just go to a Super Bowl and get his ass whooped, unfortunately, by not Tom Brady, but the Buccaneers defense. We know who and what Patrick Mahomes is. And it's pretty wild. You think about how they started this year at 3-4. For weeks, people talking about how Patrick Mahomes isn't the same guy. How Patrick Mahomes has gone backwards. How Patrick Mahomes has regressed. He didn't regress. He's trying to do too much. He's trying to hit the home run every time he got up there to the plate. Every time the ball was snapped, Patrick Mahomes was trying to go the hell off. And then they corrected it. Then they won 9 out of their last 10 games. And then the Kansas City Chiefs had the nerve to actually finish the season after starting at 3-4 to go 12-5. And do I need to tell you what they did over the weekend? where they just destroyed the Steelers, and that's what they were supposed to do. Whoop that ass. 42-21. In that game, I saw backflips and pom-poms. I saw embarrassment. I saw somebody get their lunch money taken and then their dinner taken from their own damn house. That's what the Chiefs did to the Steelers. And so here we are after the Buffalo Bills went out and handed the Patriots their own ass kicking Saturday night, 47-17. We got the Bills heading into Kansas City, Arrowhead, to take on the Chiefs. And this is not a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game where the Chiefs obviously won and went on to the Super Bowl. This time we're getting it in a divisional matchup. We know what Mahomes is. We know what the Chiefs are. Try to blow you out, city. The Buffalo Bills have stepped up there, too. The Buffalo Bills also have an improved defense. Have you seen what Hyde and Poirier are back there doing? Snatching balls out of the air, answering dumbass questions, and looking good while they do it. And, oh, yeah, they're doing this without Tre'Davious White. That secondary would have been playing out of its mind if Tre'Davious was there. It's just on the defense. And that's just the defensive backs. That doesn't count in someone who you just drafted like Rousseau, doesn't take into account Edmonds in the middle of the field. The Buffalo Bills are one of the better and best all-around teams in the entire NFL. Going on a four-game winning streak to end the year after kind of slumping in the middle of the season. But it's not how you start. It's not what you do in the middle. It's how you finish. It's what you walk away with at the end. And Josh Allen, someone who has improved, not just statistically, but as a leader, every single year that he's been in the league. There ain't nothing left really for him to do but be competitive every year in the playoffs. Take the Bills to the playoffs and then give them a chance to win it all. Even as his career is still basically at its start. So Josh Allen, he knows what it means to be drafted. He knows what it means for his position. He's expected to win. And oh yeah, don't forget, they're giving him $40 million. He expects to be in games like this. Take a listen.
Whenever a quarterback's drafted in the first round, you know, they expect you to get to a position like this and to play in big games like this. So, you know, we've had a couple opportunities the last couple of years, and it's no different this year. We've given ourselves a chance to accomplish what we want to accomplish. Now it's up to us to go out there and execute and try to go put our best foot forward on Sunday against a really good team. And we know that. They know that. It's going to be a dogfight, as playoff games always are. So, again, we're excited for an opportunity to go out there and play another game. Not many people are playing football this late, and we know that. So we're not taking this opportunity lightly.
Well, Josh Allen is trying to play football this late every single season. Another spectacular year that he builds off of. 4,400 yards passing. 36 touchdowns in the air. You think about what he did with his legs? 760 yards. 6 touchdowns. Josh Allen is a threat throwing the ball. Josh Allen is a threat on the ground. Josh Allen is a freak of nature. And someone who's going to have to try to stop him on the defensive side of the ball is Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu, who is going to look like a child, not trying to insult him, but he's going to look miniature next to Josh Allen. He's going to try to tackle this guy. Hopefully it's not in the open field. Maybe Josh Allen is like, hey, I'm trying to protect myself. Let me get out the way. Tyrann Mathieu says, we can't let this guy just run around the field like he owns the place. Take a listen.
I think he's a great athlete. You know, obviously a guy that can make all the throws. And, you know, anytime he's using his legs, it seems like, you know, it's to his advantage. So, you know, obviously it adds, you know, extra pressure, you know, on the guys that's covering. But it also adds pressure, you know, on the guys that's rushing them. just to stay in their lanes, not let him kind of break containment and get into open field. But I think anytime he, you know, decides to tuck and run the ball, you know, we just have to treat him like a running back, treat him like, you know, one of these wide receivers where, you know, all 11 guys, you know, have to pursue and get to the ball. And, you know, I think it's going to be one of those games where, you know, we're going to have to tackle him and going to have to tackle him well.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring that man down. You really are going to have to try to bring that man down. You might recall, or maybe you forgot, when the Kansas City Chiefs were starting this season and they looked like trash, the Buffalo Bills smacked them around in Kansas City, beating them 38-20. Josh Allen, he was out there running around. He was out there making folks look silly. He ran that day 60 yards on the ground for a touchdown. In the air, 315 yards and three touchdowns. If he does that against Kansas City Sunday night, he's probably going to go to another AFC championship game. You just heard Ty Matthew. He said that we have to stop them. You know, by all indications, who the hell knows what this game is going to look like? I assume it might be in the 20s to maybe the 30s. I think it might be a shootout. Patrick Mahomes can light it up. Josh Allen can light it up. And Patrick Mahomes, someone who has won an MVP, has won a Super Bowl, has a Super Bowl MVP, has the biggest contract in the NFL. He also had some words about Josh Allen. Take a listen.
He's a tremendous player. I actually know him a little bit off the field as well. Great dude. They put a lot on his shoulders, and he rises to the occasion. I mean, he's able to run the ball. He can throw the ball. He has the arm strength to throw anywhere on the football field, and he makes great decisions. So, like you said, we'll probably play them a lot of times. It'll be great competition. It's definitely a great challenge for us as a team to compete with them.
I'm looking forward to this game. All of the games this weekend are great, and none of the games look like runaways. This is going to be a close one. This is going to be a fun one. This game can go either damn direction. And so you think about what takes place and what has to go on. I mean, come on. Realistically, this game could end with a field goal. They could try to beat the living hell out of each other for four quarters, and it may take more than that. We might get some overtime. We have two teams here who have improved defenses from what they've had in years past. We have two teams here. The offenses are just putting up almost 30 points per game. Defenses individually giving up about 17-20. This could very well have been another AFC championship game. Really could. And so we had a reporter. I don't know if this reporter is smoking or was drinking or what they asked, but they were talking to Josh Allen. And this was a weird question. The reporter asked, "Hey, Josh, how the hell do you put the Kansas City Chiefs to bed?" This is Josh Allen's answer.
It's easier said than done, I'll tell you that. It's a team that, you know, they don't lose many games in the playoffs, especially at home. And they're playing some really good football right now. Everybody in the world knows who the Chiefs are, and they're hard to beat, especially at home. So we got to go put our best foot forward and try to execute a game plan.
Yeah, they are very difficult to beat at home. And I'm going to give the Kansas City Chiefs the edge for the reason that Josh Allen just said. Home. Playing at home. That's it. This is going to be a great game. I will be disappointed if this is not a great game. Because ultimately, if they were to go and be on neutral ground, I'd say, man, this is a toss-up. It really is. I'm only saying the Chiefs because they will be playing at home. I'm not going to be shocked or surprised or anything if the Buffalo Bills walk away with a victory here. if the Buffalo Bills move on again to the AFC Championship game. The Kansas City Chiefs, what are they, the new Green Bay Packers of the AFC? We got to go ahead and represent the conference every year. A 12-5 record after starting off like trash, winning 9 out of their last 10. And then you look at the Buffalo Bills, how they ended the season on a 4-game winning streak, beating the living hell out of Belichick in the playoffs. You think about the Chiefs, this is like a collision course. It's like Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan. I have no idea who's going to walk away with the victory. I can only look at the home team. This is a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. We have two quarterbacks who I will assume we're going to watch go at it for, I don't know, the next 5 to 10 years, trying to figure out who represents the AFC, who's going to the Super Bowl. This doesn't even count in, you know, another quarterback who we haven't even seen get into the playoffs yet, and that's Justin Herbert. I think for the next 5 to 10 years, we'll probably have the same type of stories that we had between that Tom Brady guy and that Peyton Manning. Who's actually going to win out the majority of the time? Or can they call it even? When it comes to the Buffalo Bills, they're capable of winning the Super Bowl. So are the Kansas City Chiefs. Are the Chiefs going to get blown out at home again like earlier on in the season? I don't think so. I think this is a close game. I'm going to give the Chiefs the edge just because they're going to be playing in Arrowhead. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm looking forward to this game. It's not the AFC Championship game. It's a rematch of it in the divisional round. The Buffalo Bills will be going to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Who do you favor to win the game? I think it's going to be close. I'm going to give it to the Chiefs at home. 855-212-4CBS. Your calls when we come back. The JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs. I said I expect this to be a close game. I'm giving the Kansas City Chiefs the edge because they are playing at home. I think this is one of those field goal games. Anything less than an exciting matchup will be a disappointment. I don't got a horse in the race. I could give a damn. I just want to see some good football, and I believe that they will both deliver. Who do you think will walk away with the victory? 855-212-4CBS. You going with the Bills or are you going with the Chiefs? You know, that's not the only game of the weekend, obviously, because tomorrow on CBS, the NFL divisional round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live begins Saturday at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, when Joe Burrow and the Red Hot Bengals, they're going to head to Tennessee for a battle with the top-seeded Titans. Then on Sunday at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, it's a highly anticipated rematch for the ages. You got Josh Allen and that unstoppable Bills offense taking on the equally unstoppable Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. You can get set for both games with the NFL today. The NFL divisional round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live. It goes down this weekend only on CBS. Let's talk about that latter matchup and get your thoughts on who's going to walk away with the victory. Marty, he's calling up from Westchester in New York. Marty, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who do you like, Marty?
Yes, good evening, JR. Very good show tonight. Really enjoying your playoff talk. Before the season started, I had Buffalo and Green Bay going to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to get off of that. It's going to be a very tough game for the Bills, obviously, at Arrowhead Stadium. But I think they're a team on the rise with Josh Allen. And I just have a gut feeling that they're going to prevail, like what you said, very, very close game. I don't expect the same type of game that these two teams played early in the year when Buffalo won, was it 38-20? I think it's going to be a situation where the team that has the ball last is a team that may win the game. It's going to be that type of game. I wouldn't even be surprised if it does, in fact, go into overtime. But I think that's going to be the highlight game of the weekend.
Okay. Most certainly, Marty. Thank you for calling up from Westchester. And for all my friends in New York, the New York City metropolitan area, you can catch me tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern, on WFAN New York City. Adrian, he's calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. That's where we're at right now.
Hey, JR. I really like the show. I think the Chiefs will win. Chris Jones, I forget his name, the defensive tackle. He's special. Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox, those guys are game ruiners. They're run stoppers. They can get sacks from the interior. I think he could be an unsung hero that could win this game. Also, watch out for Mecole Hardman. He's still looking to make a big time splash and a big time moment. And he's just as fast as anybody.
You mentioned Fletcher Clark. Fletcher, he's an Eagle.
I'm sorry, dude. I was just simply alluding to the position. I think defensive tackles, it really, really special ones can show up big in big games.
Okay, I get it. Someone who would certainly know that is Patrick Mahomes. In the Super Bowl last year, he was pretty much smacked around, destroyed, thrown around, fricasseed, ragdolled by the Buccaneers, their defensive tackles. And so, yes, we know the defense. I don't know who he was talking about. I'm like, Fletcher Cox? Fletcher Cox? He ain't playing this weekend. He's going to be watching just like everybody else, unless he's on vacation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Buffalo Bills taking on the Chiefs. Should be a close game. Should be a fun game. Who do you have winning? Eli, he's here from Baltimore, Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's up, JR? Love your show, baby. Doing good job.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I definitely think that, Kansas City will pull this through. I ain't going to lie to you. They will. But, yo, I got Super Bowl prediction. I got it. I think it's going to be like Super Bowl 23. I think it's going to be like Montana versus Boomer, Garoppolo versus Bells. And you know what? I think Cincinnati might pull this one out. I just think that, you know what? I just really do, man. I think that's going to be the game. Well, for real, because both of them got weapons. They got crazy weapons. And, you know, I mean –
Eli, let's go one step at a time, okay? Let's see the Bengals get the Titans first, and let's see the Niners move on, and then let's see them win another round, and then we can have that Super Bowl conversation. Appreciate you for calling up from Baltimore.
I just want to throw it out there, JR.
Well, thank you. Well, if you win some money, throw some my way, okay?
You got it, baby.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Ronnie is calling from Wichita. Ronnie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I think I know what you're going to say.
Hey, JR. Hey, I don't get to listen very often, but when I do, dig the show. Hey, I don't think that this is going to be the high-flying passing game. I think they're going to want to keep each team off, each offense off the field. So I think it's going to come down to who can run the ball the best. And third down proficiency also.
No, absolutely. We just heard from Ty Matthew. He's just like, listen, the last thing that we want out of anybody is to watch Josh Allen run all over the place. We saw what he did. They basically, I don't want to say pitched the shutout. You know, Mac Jones was able to go out there and throw around two meaningless touchdowns. But every time Buffalo had the ball, they scored. Every single damn time. I have never watched a game where that's taking place. We know Singletary will be out there. The Kansas City Chiefs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be back. Jerick McKinnon just had an amazing game last weekend as well in that Kansas City Chiefs blowout of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so it very well might be a ground game. Even if they do that, I still believe it'll be close, don't you say?
I agree, and I think they found a gem in that McKinnon. He adds a little bit different side of the running back, you know, with the speed, and he can catch passes out of the backfield. And you know, that's very important.
Absolutely. Now, Jerick McKinnon has been fun to watch for years. Thank you, Ronnie, for calling from Wichita. If you think about Jerick McKinnon, here's the deal. He's just been busted up at times. He hasn't always gotten the full opportunity. I remember him primarily starting off with Minnesota, and he had that cup of coffee, it seemed like, ultimately with San Francisco. He has a lot of versatility to him. He is a real fun player to watch. Shout-outs to Jerick McKinnon. And another thing is, he ain't one of these gigantic human beings where you're watching a football game and you go, oh, my God, this dude is – how big is he? 5'10", 5'9"? He's a fun guy to watch. Mike calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR? Hey, man, you know, I love the show. I always listen to you every night that I get off of work. It's always the best. But I was going to talk to you about it because I honestly feel that the Chiefs have, you know, a little bit of the edge for the simple fact that Sean McDermott, you know, worked under Andy Reid for 12 seasons right there in Philly. So, I mean, Andy's kind of, you know, already the head of the tree. I feel like just for that simple fact that the defenses, I feel the Bills are going to be a little better. But, you know, quarterbacks – Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes. And if Andy Reid can pull that out and he knows what Sean McDermott's going to do, then I feel like that's the edge.
I hear you. No, that is an excellent point. I'm glad that you brought that up. So you think this is going to be one of these Star Wars type things where the master, he doesn't beat the teacher? Is this what we're at? Or where we're at?
Oh, yeah. This definitely is definitely that kind of story. I think that at the end of the day, Andy Reid's a great mind. You know, he's going to see what's going on, and I feel like he's going to prevail.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for calling from California. Isn't it always good? Well, every now and then, when the pupil ends up beating the teacher, wouldn't that be cool? Sean McDermott comes out and he beats Andy Reid. Andy Reid, I am glad, he finally got his Super Bowl. The man went to a Super Bowl with the Eagles, and it was just a gigantic poop show. We had to hear about Terrell Owens and his recovery coming off of that broken leg, and he was able to play in the Super Bowl. And, you know, even after that, it's like Donovan McNabb was nervous and throwing up. But Andy Reid got a Super Bowl. And I don't think as long as he's with Patrick Mahomes, who the hell will be surprised if he picks up another Super Bowl victory? So kudos to Andy Reid. And we spoke about this earlier on in the show. Does Josh Allen, is he really feeling pressure to win? I think he's in a better position than some of his contemporaries. If you think about some of the guys he's been drafted with, Lamar Jackson is watching at home. They just fired the defensive coordinator. Everybody was hoping that they fired the offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. You got Baker Mayfield, who's putting up videos at home telling everyone how he just had successful shoulder surgery. Yeah, everybody in that draft ain't come out sterling. Do I even need to mention Sam Darnold as well? I mean, Sam Darnold is just trying to hold on to a starting job in the NFL. It doesn't look like he'll have that. And I see that Ben McAdoo is now going to be a member of the Panthers as offensive coordinator. I would say prepare yourselves. That is probably going to be a disaster because the Panthers don't have a quarterback. It's a hard knock life here. This is the time of year where people get hired, get fired. We haven't seen a lot of vacancies get filled, but some of the ones have been interesting so far. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I will leave the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You take a look at the Bills. Take a look at the Chiefs. Who do you think will walk away with the victory and go to the AFC Championship game? And speaking of movement, at least in the management ranks, it's someone from the Buffalo Bills who will be running the New York Giants. The New York Giants don't need a new GM. They need hope and a prayer. But this is certainly a start. We'll talk about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Right before we went to break, we were having a conversation about the Buffalo Bills and these Kansas City Chiefs. I told you I'm going to give the edge to the Kansas City Chiefs because they're at home. I think it's going to be a close one. Ultimately, I believe it's going to be a toss-up. These are two great teams. This very well could have been just another AFC championship game, and we're going to get it in the divisional round. I can't wait to check it out on Sunday afternoon. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take a few more of your calls, and the Buffalo Bills in just four short years. This is 2022. But really, since 2017, 2018, since they really started to turn a team around, they've had so much success that people are starting to pilfer people from the organization, and not just on the field, but in the front office. I'm going to tell you about the New York Giants' latest GM. Let's hit the phone lines real quick, though. Let's talk to Don. He's calling up from Oregon. Don, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Yeah, JR, I was thinking about this game. I really appreciate your show and this and that. This Bills Kansas City game. You know, I think the Bills are going to hammer them. I think they're going to watch this game plan about Kelce. The only way they're going to hit him is they got to hit him within the first 5 yards, knock him off stride, do it to Tyreek Hill, hit him hard. Knock them within 5 yards. I don't understand why they just stand 5, 10 yards off, allow them to run into the middle and catch the ball every single time. Tyreek is the same way, 10 yards off, and he can juke and run past the guy. They got to hit him right there. Get really close. Hit him. Okay. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. Why don't they do it? Because every time it pisses me off that the guy's wide open, no one's there within 15 yards of guy. Gosh, that pisses me off with Tyreek Hill and Kelce, the way they're open all the time.
You want to see them get punched in the mouth at the line of scrimmage, huh?
You're allowed to do it.
Yeah, you are, for the first 5 yards. Well, Don, let's see if they take your advice. And let's see if they punch them in the mouth. I think if it was so easy, other teams would be doing it now, wouldn't they? David is calling from Detroit. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Listen, I kind of agree with you with the Chiefs having the home field. I'd have to kind of go with them as well. Another part of me is thinking that the way that Buffalo's offense defense is going, they could be the only lone AFC team standing for the Super Bowl. And I just wanted again to thank you for my call, and I'll hang up and listen to you what your opinion is on this.
Well, thank you so much, David. Appreciate you for calling from Detroit. Yeah, I would be disappointed if this was not a close matchup. I didn't think that, well, I thought that they would whoop that ass, but I expected, like many people with a working brain, I thought that the Chiefs would go out there and beat the Steelers. 20-something odd points, maybe not so much, but they did it. They were having a hell of a time. It seemed like a party. On the reverse side, I thought that the Buffalo Bills would beat the Patriots and young Mac Jones. And they didn't just beat them. They stomped them the hell out. I don't want any blowouts. I don't want any more 20-point, 17-point victories. Give me field goal victories. Give me last-second drives. With all of the damn good matchups that we have this weekend, I don't want any more smackdowns. I want just tight and close football games. I don't want to watch a game and then go, oh, man, what the hell is the next 2.5 hours going to look like? Is this team going to get back into it? I don't want that. I want to see a close one, and I think these Buffalo Bills and the Chiefs will give us a close one. If there is a blowout, I'm just going to go, well, damn, and I'm also going to be disappointed. I don't want that. Brett He's calling from Atlanta. Brett, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brett?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I called you at the beginning of the season talking about Buffalo, KC, and last year's AFC Championship. I thought they were going to take it to them this year, and you shut me down, man. You quoted Ric Flair. You said, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about that all season long because of you, JR.
Good. And this is the point. They still have to do it. Let's see if they do it.
Yeah. You know, they've got some monkeys on their back. They're trying to prove something right now. And they learned some stuff about themselves. When they lost to the Patriots up in Buffalo in the most embarrassing fashion ever, and then Tampa Bay kind of took it to them in the first half. I think whatever happened at halftime, they had a gut check, and they said, we need to do something different. We need to do anything we can because we're the best. They're not getting pushed around, man. They're not going to let Kansas City come to them and start knocking them around the way they did in the AFC Championship last year. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up making it to the Super Bowl against Brady. They get Brady off their back. They get KC off their back. They get Belichick off their back all in the same season, man. I'm telling you, go Bills.
Yeah, well, Brett, I wouldn't be surprised either. And I will stand steadfast on exactly what I told you at the beginning of the season. To say I shut you down, I probably have spoken to thousands of people since we spoke before the season. But I'll tell you this. One thing that I know for certain, and we talked about this to open up the show, this is an advancement. We talked about legacies. Yes, it is Ric Flair's style. If you want to go ahead and move forward, you got to knock the person on the top off. And this is their opportunity to take another step to do so. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills won the Super Bowl. Not at all. They got to go ahead and complete the steps to do it. And when they do it, I'll go ahead and give them the credit. There's no surprise here.
Oh, yeah. You're speaking the truth, man.
I try my best. Well, you know what, Bretton? Thank you for calling from Atlanta. I just try to go by common sense. That's it. It's just common sense. If you're telling me at the beginning of the season, oh, man, you know, the Buffalo Bills are going to win it all and this, and I'm going to tell you, okay, sure. Well, let me see them do it. That doesn't mean that I lack confidence in them doing so. I have people who live in Milwaukee, you know, for years. While Giannis Antetokounmpo was out there winning MVPs, I said, yeah, this is all great. Let me know when he wins a championship. And he did. And, of course, I got a bunch of drunks in Milwaukee telling me, oh, man, he did. Like, yeah, no duh. You know, certain people lack common sense. It isn't all that common. Otis is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Otis. Who do you think is going to win this game?
Hey, look. Hey, first of all, man, JR, love the show. Yo, you and Chucker, y'all the best. Yo, I'm picking Kansas City for the simple fact that they're home now, because I like what Buffalo's doing. I like how, you know, they're running the offense good. But they're in Kansas City. If I had to do something on the line, I got to go with Kansas City, JR. I mean, but I'm really looking at the Tennessee game. That Tennessee game, I think it's Tennessee Bengals. That's the game,
yes,
I'm really looking at.
Okay. Well, you don't have to wait too much longer for that. That'll be the first game that we get here over the divisional round weekend. That'll be the first game taking place tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. We had an interview earlier on in the show with Solomon Wilcox, former Cincinnati Bengal defensive back. If you missed that, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And, you know, Otis had also mentioned Chuckery. What's up, John Chuckery? Much love to everybody listening in Atlanta on 92.9. The game, okay? Now, as I mentioned to you about those Buffalo Bills, and another one of our callers, he pretty much said, yeah, they're going to do this, and, you know, Super Bowl, and, yeah, beat Brady and do this. We'll get to Brady and the Rams at the top of the hour. I mentioned to you that all of the success that the Buffalo Bills have had up until now, they now got people picking apart their front office. You might have heard this from Bob Huesler in the sports update. But Joe Shane, the assistant general manager, the assistant to Brandon Bean. He is now the new general manager for the New York Giants. They have also already had an interview with Brian Daboll, who is the offensive coordinator here for the Buffalo Bills. And so as the world turns, when you start having success, people start to look to pick you off. And so it'll be interesting to see if this turns out to be a package deal for the New York Giants. And they have been awful now for the better part of 5 to 10 years as they tried to figure out, you know, what the world looks like post Eli Manning, and the New York Giants haven't figured that out. Well, the Buffalo Bills have done an excellent job dating back to their arrival with Bean and Shane since 2017. You think about drafting Josh Allen, getting Tremaine Edmonds, last year, also Greg Rousseau, Gabriel Davis, Dawson Knox, Tre'Davious White. If they can get half of that draft status with the New York Giants, if you can bring in half the players, the New York Giants look to be moving in a positive direction. So ain't nothing set in stone. Joe Shane is going to have to run the ship by himself. He's not going to have boss Brandon Bean there with him. And God bless him with the new job, because the New York Giants, they need a miracle. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we got to talk about the miracle man. This guy going for his 8th Super Bowl. And we got to talk about the team that's just, they laid it all on the line just to win another Super Bowl. We're talking Bucks and Rams when we come back here on CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.